Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, one of the things that's been really fun was probably about 30, 35 years ago in California, folks finally began to figure out that there was more to red wine than Cabernet Sauvignon.
Right.
And they had some folks who were beginning to play with some Rhone styles, and they became known as the Rhone Rangers. But now we're seeing folks from France come over and play in the vineyards.
That's right. They were impressed by what was going on. And one of the biggest players in France, the Perrin family, who owns Chateau Beaucastel and Chateau Neuf-du-Pape, teamed up with Robert Haas, the late wine importer, very, very accomplished importer. And they deliberately set out to try to recreate the conditions of the Côte du Rhône area in California.
Right.
And they settled on the Paso Robles region, and they found some property that they felt was very, very similar to what they were working with. And they actually did cuttings of grapes from Beaucastel.
Oh, really?
And brought them over. And remember, Beaucastel is one of the few wineries that uses all of the permitted grape varieties in Chateau Neuf-du-Pape. So they had a lot to work with, and they planted them, and they've been, you know, doing it ever since. There's two kind of entry-level wines I'll talk about, and then a premium-level wine. Let's talk about the Padelin de Tablas. Padelin is a French slang for village.
Okay.
And the Padelin de Tablas Rouge, they're red, $20.22, $30. And essentially, this is a Syrah Grenache Mourvèdre blend.
Okay.
It has medium red color and an aroma of field herbs, tobacco, and red sherry. And the first impression is fruit sweetness that quickly yields to dryness. And the details of the fruit kind of emerge after the mid-palate. I found things like tart red cherry flavor mixed with sweet yellow apples and a touch of bitterness in the finish. And as the wine opens up, it softens considerably and it gains complexity. And that bitterness I was talking about in the finish opens up as well and gives it just a real sense of completion. Very new world in character, though.
Okay.
I don't think it really resembled Côte du Rhône all that much.
Okay.
But I understand what they're getting at. So in terms of being a good California wine, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, its running partner is the Padelin de Tablas Blanc. This is also $30. It's a very comprehensive blend of Rhone Valley white grapes. You have Grenache Blanc, Viognier, Roussanne Marsan, and a lot of others. The color is medium gold. The aroma features soft floral notes with slight mineral scents, and the wine is actually bone dry. The flavors lean to the kind of acidic. There's lots of lemon, and there's little subtle mineral undertones. Now, balancing the acidity is a certain amount of richness in the depth, and I found that to be really appealing. I think this wine is very classy as a white, and it's a very much not a Chardonnay. Now, if you go to the top of the line, you're going to have Tablas Creek's Côte de Tablas, which I think is very reminiscent of Chateau Neuf-du-Pape.
Oh, good.
And this one didn't seem New World at all. It seemed to be a little bit older world. The aroma is very refined. It smells like a barrel of cherries with a lot of polished wood notes. And the flavors were just wonderfully deep and complex, very, very classy. It clearly is a premium wine, and I think that the Tablas Creek Côte de Tablas is really good. However, my wine of the week is the Padelin de Tablas Rouge. Yeah, really nice. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR.